Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for helping me get up on my feet again. I just want to tuck into you, a cocoon wrapped around your sacred and holy heart. It is the only place of security and solace. Oh, my God. Here I feel totally shielded from the wrath of liars and their wicked thoughts. Oh, Jesus, look with mercy on those who are set on our destruction. Truly, they know not what they do. Truly, they are deceived and fed layers of lies about how right they are to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, Jesus, give them a picture of sanity and a right mind, right thinking. They believe the more they can make others hurt, the better. But it never stops there. There's always another soul to destroy, someone new to find grievous faults in, so the vendetta of hatred and violence can continue. If only they could know the freedom of forgiveness, the words of freedom, I forgive you. The weight of eternity would come off their backs, and they would experience life without bitterness and hatred. We pray for this, Lord. Father God began to speak. Daughter, your words are sweetness to my soul. Indeed, you have hit upon the path of liberty. People have been taught wrongly, and that is why I sent my son. Now they who recognize my spirit coming forth from him have the living model of my heart for mankind. Mistakes and falls are bound to happen. If only they could forgive one another and help one another back up on their feet, truly, this would be heaven on earth. Those who have slandered you shall be as nothing. They will perish in the way. Have I not told you that to attack my people is certain loss and failure for you? Try as you may, I uphold my righteous ones. Oh yes, I hear the evil ones declare that none are righteous. Yet I say to you, the blood of my son has wiped away all their sins, but yours remain. You will not win this war, Satan. You war against me, not just against my righteous ones. My daughter, pray for those who long to be freed from these covens. Pray that I make a way for them, because they have been led astray by their own flesh to seek revenge. Pray that they will cry out to me, and I shall hear them. Truly, this is my will for you all. I love you, battered and wounded ones, but I must tell you that the very one who is teaching you revenge and hatred is the very one behind all the painful things that have been done to you in your life. Yes, the enemy inspires those who hate you, so you will be hurt by them and turn to Satan to seek revenge. You see, the little dog lying on the ground that you loved, I gave it to you. And now it's been taken away by Satan, just to hurt you. But in heaven, when you choose me, I will restore your little treasure, for I am the God of life, and your precious one is alive with me and waiting for the day I choose to bring you home, to be reunited. So you see, my heart is all about life and goodness. And the very one that has wounded you, you don't realize it, but this is the one behind all the sorrows in your life, not me. And thinking to get retribution, you've chosen to serve him. This was a bad choice, because he's the one who caused all your pain in the first place, And now, you're going on to cause others pain? Please turn back from this path. Come back to me. I created you, and I love you. Come back.